Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We are here. Let your power be revealed in me. Let your power be revealed through me. We say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. We are here. We are here. We are here for you. Are you here for him? We are here for you. Oh, yeah. We want nothing else. We want nothing else but you. Personalize it. I am here for you. Are you truly here for him? I am here for you. Let him know you want nothing else. I want nothing else. I want nothing else but you. I am here for you. Oh, yeah. I am here for you. Let him know you want nothing else. I want nothing else. I want nothing else but you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way as you go out today. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Commit your way to his hand. Have your way, Lord. I will have your way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Go ahead and bless him this morning. Adore him. Call him by his wonderful name. He's merciful. He's kind. Mighty God. Gracious is our God. Merciful is our God. Righteous is our God. Who is like unto thee? You are faithful. You are merciful. You are kind. Out of your grace and mercy, we are alive this morning. To you be all the glory. Thank you for sustaining our lives, members of our family. Thank you for protection, healings. Thank you for that we went out and came back safely yesterday. Is somebody lifting up Esau our voice to God this morning? Let him hear your voice this morning. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Now, thank him for all these testimonies that have been shared. Thank God for redeeming homes. Thank God for saving souls. Thank God for divine intervention, for healing for his son, healing from catarrh, healing from healing his eyes. Lord, I praise you for answers to our prayers. We are grateful for your fingers in our midst. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all the prayer that I've been offered this morning. Prayers from right from the beginning up to this moment. To you be all the glory. I praise you, my Father. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. You are going to pray these two prayer points for yourself before we look at the Word of God briefly. Now, you are going to unmute your devices as we pray. from some of the prayer points that some of our brethren have led this morning. Now you are going to pray. Brethren, anywhere you find disunity, there can be meaningful progress. Anywhere you find disunity, there cannot be meaningful progress. If husband and wife are not united, there cannot be meaningful progress in their life. If children are not united, there cannot be meaningful progress. The same thing with siblings. The same thing with church. The same thing with any organization. So this morning, you are going to pray. You are going to say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, silence every spirit responsible for disunity among family members, among churches, among organizations, in our land, among community. Go ahead and pray. Look at nations of the world that are fighting each other. Look at nations of the world that are fighting each other. I read in the news yesterday about how the president of Ukraine declared his income, and that the war had actually reduced his income. So they made it public that since the war began, it has dropped about 50%. Now, that is the president. Of course, we know the president cannot be hungry, and his family, his wife, his children cannot be hungry. But how about the poor people in Ukraine? How about the people that are, so many people have been, so anywhere you find disunity, crisis is about, there's no progress. So lift up your voice and say, Father, we silence every spirit of disunity in the name of Jesus. It will not enter our home. It will not enter Jesus' house in our city outreach. It will not enter the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you find disunity, there cannot be meaningful progress. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Your own life, your own home, your business, whatever thing that you do, unity will reign in the name of Jesus. Your next prayer point, you are going to hear to mute your devices. As we read from that book of Genesis 28, concerning the, Genesis 27, rather, concerning Esau and Jacob. I want you to know that in the name of Jesus, you will not labor in vain. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not labor in vain this year. Over my family, I will not labor in vain. The kingdom of God, I will not labor in vain. Is somebody praying? Unmute your devices and pray this morning. I believe you are not sleeping. Unmute your devices and say, Father, I will not labor in vain. My family will not labor in vain. I will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, over my children, I will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, over my home, I will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, over Jesus, I will not labor in vain. Over the body of Christ, I will not labor in vain. The race to the kingdom of God, I will not labor in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, my wife will not labor in vain. My children will not labor in vain. My brethren will not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, we shall not labor in vain. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I thank you this morning, Lord, for answers to our prayer, for always opening our eyes to see what we should pray about. Take the glory, take the honor. This morning, Father, take over the slip of clay, make it die. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Anyone that might have woken up this morning with evil dream, it will not stand over your life. It will not stand over your family. It will not stand over Jesus' house. It will not stand over the nation. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Year 2024, my year of glorious manifestation. I shall manifest I shall manifest God's glory, God's power, God's wonder in all nations of the earth, in holiness and amen. Hallelujah. As you declare it daily, God will bring it to pass. Keep declaring it. Your children should know it by now. If they don't know it, teach your home, teach your family. Let them declare it over themselves. What you say, God will bring to pass. That's the word of God in Numbers 14, verse 28. It says that, tell these people, as surely as I live, what you have spoken in my ear, that's what I will do. So I want you to keep declaring it. That's why we are declaring the word of God every morning. Keep declaring that word, and it will surely come to pass. In Jesus' name. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. 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 And I'm going to read Ecclesiastes, and I'm going to read from chapter 3, Ecclesiastes 3, and I read from verse 1. Let's open our Bible, everyone. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. I read, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to plug up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. You will not weep, you will not mourn in Jesus' name. You will laugh, you will dance in Jesus' name. And when the time comes to dance, make sure you dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. Praise the Lord." Now, we are looking at the subject, understanding God's appointed time. Understanding God's appointed time. God's appointed time. Time is a very essential commodity in the agenda of God for man. Time is a very essential commodity in the agenda of God for man. Now you are going to personalize it and unmute your devices. You are going to declare and say, "Time is an essential commodity in God's agenda for my life. Time is an essential commodity for God's agenda for my life." Yes, so understand that. Time is a commodity and is very essential. In heaven, time is called eternity. That means in heaven, God don't work by our 24 hours. So in heaven, time is called eternity. Actually, if you look at this scripture very closely, look at that verse 1. If I went go open my eyes to see this morning, I've never seen it in that fashion before. It says, "To everything there is a season and a time to everything under heaven," not in heaven. So in heaven, time is eternity, is forever. But then on earth, time is not forever. Now, what does time mean here on earth? Now, on earth here, time represents a season. Time represents what? A season. A season. That is a change of season. For instance, right now we are in winter season. Very soon we are going to enter springs. Very soon we are going to enter summer. Very soon we are going to go back to fall. And from fall we enter winter again. Back in Africa or different part of the world, there's what we call Harmattan season. There's what we call raining season, and so on. So it varies all over the world. But time here on earth is season, season, season. One of our songs says, "Seasons come, seasons go. You are God, you are God, you never change. Seasons change, seasons come, seasons go. You are God, you are God, you are God, you never change. Seasons change, seasons come, seasons go. You are God, you are God, you never change." And so God never changed. So time, for us as man, is a change of season. For somebody, this is your time of manifestation in the name of Jesus. For a family, you have been in obscurity for a long time. Now God is saying, this is your time of manifestation in the name of Jesus. This is your time to shine in the name of Jesus. And so, understanding of these seasons help us to make a profitable use of our time on earth. Now, we'll look at time in different, we'll look at this subject, this exhortation line, in four perspectives. Number one, Understanding God's time is not our time, but his time is the best. That's the first. God's time is not our time, but his time is the best. Now, so under this, we look at salvation. We look at Christ's return to earth. Jesus Christ will come back again. But unbelievers will tell you that you've been hearing that before your father was born, but he has not come. That's because they lack understanding of how God's time works. Then we look at judgment of the wicked, that salvation of his sinner. And then we look at the one that probably, you know, that relates to us the more is fulfillment of God's promises. For instance, your vision, God told you are going to be this. God told you are going to be that. God told you he will do this. But why is it that they are not coming? It is important to understand God's perfect timing. Now, you are going to pray this morning. You are going to lift up your voice. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending your word unto me. I receive grace this morning to be a doer of your word. Make that your prayer, whatever it may be this morning, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. I receive grace to be a doer of this word. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your next prayer point, you are going to unmute your devices. Everyone, you are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please open my eyes.
Please open my eyes.
To understand your divine timing for my life and family.
My
Father, please open my eyes so that your divine time is for my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, you will not go ahead of God. You will not go ahead of God. You are smarter than God. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and say, Father, please open my eyes so that your divine time is for my life and for my family. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
The next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, it is my time to manifest. Empower me to manifest. Go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. My Father, it is my time to manifest. It is the time for Jesus as in our city to manifest. It is time for us to manifest. It is time to break forth. So I decree in the name of Jesus, let there be speedy manifestation of it. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
It looks like I'm only hearing two voices aside from my household here. I want us to pray. That's why you join us, brethren. Please always make sure you pray. You are going to lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I come against delay.
I come against delay.
Every glorious prophecies. Every glorious promises.
Every glorious
for my life and family.
For my life.
That Satan has withheld. I decree speedy manifestation today in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and make that your prayer. In the name of Jesus, every glorious promises, every glorious prophecies that Satan has withheld. Today, in the name of Jesus, I decree the enforcement of this prophecy. I decree their manifestation. My destiny will not be delayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Finally, you are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
I
Jesus.
I come against delay of any kind.
Destiny
of my children will not be delayed.
Destiny
will not be delayed. Go ahead and make that your prayer this morning. Come against delay over your children. Come against delay their growth. Delay their academics. Delay their marital settlement. Delay in walking before God in a family. Delay in fulfilling God's purpose. I come against delay of any kind. over that your program, that your study, come against the lane. In the name of delivery of baby, we come against the lane. Delivery of purpose and vision, we come against the lane. Are you praying? Is somebody praying or you are watching somebody else praying? Are you praying? Remember the prayer you pray for yourself. If you watch on the pray, that they get their own reward. Try to go and say, I come against the lane. My purpose will not be delayed. My miracle will not be delayed. In the name, my visitation will not be delayed. Your school, your graduation will not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, you are carrying baby, your baby will not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, you are working, your promotion will not be delayed. I come against delay. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Today, in the name of Jesus, there shall be glorious manifestation.
Amen.
Everything that is appointed to you to happen now by heaven in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. What do you want God to commit today? You're here, you are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, please forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. If you have prayed that prayer, I congratulate you. Please do join us in church next week, Monday at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be rounding up this Badge of Believers class, and I know you'll be established in Jesus' name. Now, take the next 1 minute, everyone, pray. Make sure you're praying. That's why you're here, brother. Make sure you're praying. That's why you're here. Maximize the seconds. Maximize the minute. That minute could change your destiny. Come against the lay. Declare what you want to see today. Now go ahead and give him thanks. He has answered your prayer. Father, I thank you for answers to our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now stretch forth your hand. And maybe you are sick in your body. Just lay your hand upon your body. With where you desire the healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this morning, for your word you have brought unto us. Understanding God's appointed time. That your time is not our time. Your ways are not even our ways. Please, Father, this morning, help us to understand your divine timing for our life. We come against hastiness. We come against the impatience in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, Father, anyone that may be in a dilemma, anyone that may be at a crossroad, this morning, Father, let your mercy prevail. Open their eyes in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. You will fulfill God's mandate for your life. This is your year of manifestation. Every glorious thing, promises that are hanging, that Satan has been pushing backward. Today, I enforce the total release of those blessings in the name of Jesus. Everything good that God has declared that is your own, that is hanging, whatever may be blocking them, I command them to be cleared off now in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, you will see a token that indeed God's timing is not your timing. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will favor you. He will fight for you. Are you sick in your body? I command that headache to go. You have been waking up every morning and waking up with headache. As from today, it ceases to happen again in the name of Jesus. Sound health your portion in the name of Jesus. That evil symptom you are seeing in your body, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, erase them now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.